And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Fashion Awards apparently couldn't find a single biological woman worthy of their Model of the Year honors, so they went with Alex Kasani, whose modeling career began at the age of 12, right around the time the puberty blockers kicked in. The acceptance speech hit all the usual notes about marginalization and meaningful conversations, but the real story here is a child who was nudged down an irreversible path before grade school. Some trophies, they come with too high of a price tag. While corporate America keeps stumbling over itself to seem progressive, Southwest Airlines has just opted for a radical new strategy: hiring the best person for the job. After a federal civil rights complaint, they're ditching their DEI quotas and benchmarks. Imagine that, an airline more interested in flying skills than filling checkboxes. Ohio schools are getting back to biological basics. Their new law on bathroom use isn't exactly groundbreaking. It just states what everyone knew perfectly well about 5 minutes ago. And the ACLU, they call it cruel. Of course they do. Most parents call it common sense. 11 other states have already adopted similar laws, suggesting that maybe, just maybe, the gender revolution hasn't quite captured the heartland. Well, you remember when people used to say technology would replace religion? Somebody forgot to tell the American public, because Bible sales, they're up 22% this year, with YouVersion's prayer features seeing a 46% surge in usage. Their most engaged verse: don't be anxious about anything. Seems like folks are discovering that while AI can answer questions, only scripture can calm the soul. And one bookstore noted that this year, they've seen more first-time Bible buyers than ever. Yeah, in uncertain times, eternal wisdom sure does beat those trendy hashtags. Well, the Detroit Pistons might be struggling in the standings, but one guard on their team, Jaden Ivey, just scored the biggest win of the season. And after hitting the game winner, he didn't talk about his clutch shot or playoff hopes. Instead, he reminded reporters that basketball careers end, ACLs tear, but faith endures. That's so refreshing, because in an era where athletes usually preach about their brand, there's some still preaching about what actually matters. GEICO's marketing team must have gotten bored with the get-go, because now they're requiring employees to complete training on handling misgendering from customers. I guess nothing beats a lecture on proper pronoun usage. Senator Mike Lee suggested that it might not be the best way to build customer trust. That is today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.